Common communication mistakes in business meetings. Business meetings are the cornerstone of corporate collaboration, decision-making, and strategic planning. Yet despite their critical importance, many professionals unknowingly sabotage their effectiveness through preventable communication errors. These mistakes not only derail productive discussions but can also damage relationships, hinder career advancement, and cost organizations valuable time and resources. Understanding and avoiding these common pitfalls is essential for anyone looking to enhance their professional impact and drive meaningful business outcomes. The hidden cost of poor meeting communication. Before diving into specific mistakes, it's crucial to understand the broader impact of communication failures in business settings. Poor communication during meetings can lead to misunderstood objectives, duplicated efforts, and missed opportunities. When team members leave meetings confused about their responsibilities or the project's direction, productivity plummets and frustration builds. Research shows that ineffective meetings cost organizations billions of dollars annually in lost productivity, making communication skills one of the most valuable assets any professional can develop. The good news is that most communication mistakes are entirely preventable once you recognize them. By identifying these common errors and implementing proven strategies to avoid them, you can transform your meeting effectiveness and become a more influential contributor to your organization's success. Mistake number 1, failing to listen actively. Perhaps the most pervasive communication mistake in business meetings is the failure to listen actively. Many participants spend meeting time formulating their next response rather than genuinely engaging with what others are saying. This selective listening leads to misunderstandings, repeated discussions, and missed insights that could drive innovation or solve critical problems. Active listening involves more than simply waiting for your turn to speak. It requires full attention, asking clarifying questions, and demonstrating that you understand the speaker's perspective before offering your own input. When you fail to listen actively, you miss crucial context, overlook important details, and may inadvertently dismiss valuable contributions from colleagues. Many business communication mistakes stem from this fundamental failure to truly hear and understand what others are trying to convey, creating a cascade of misunderstandings throughout the organization. To improve your active listening skills, practice maintaining eye contact, taking notes on key points, and summarizing what you've heard before responding. Avoid checking your phone or laptop during discussions, as this signals disengagement and can damage professional relationships. Remember that listening is not passive, it's an active skill that requires practice and intentional effort to master. Mistake number 2, speaking without preparation. Another critical error is entering meetings without adequate preparation, leading to rambling, unclear communication that wastes everyone's time. Unprepared speakers often struggle to articulate their points concisely, repeat themselves unnecessarily, or fail to provide the supporting information needed for informed decision-making. Avoiding common communication mistakes in business requires thorough preparation and clear thinking before engaging in important discussions. This preparation should include reviewing meeting agendas, gathering relevant data or examples, and organizing your thoughts into logical, digestible points. When you come prepared, you demonstrate respect for your colleagues' time and increase the likelihood that your contributions will be valued and acted upon. Effective preparation also means anticipating potential questions or objections and preparing thoughtful responses. This doesn't mean scripting every word, but rather having a clear framework for your communication that allows you to adapt while maintaining focus and clarity. Consider creating brief talking points or visual aids that can help you stay on track and make your message more accessible to diverse learning styles. Mistake number 3, interrupting and dominating conversations. Interrupting others or monopolizing meeting time is a communication mistake that can severely damage professional relationships and team dynamics. While enthusiasm and passion for ideas are valuable, cutting off colleagues or speaking for excessive periods prevents diverse perspectives from emerging and can create an environment where less assertive team members feel marginalized. 5 common communication mistakes that professionals make can significantly impact their effectiveness and career advancement if left unaddressed. Interrupting is among the most damaging because it signals disrespect and can shut down valuable dialogue before it has a chance to develop. To avoid this mistake, practice patience and develop awareness of your speaking time relative to others. Use techniques like counting to 3 before responding to ensure the previous speaker has finished their thought. If you have an urgent point to make, jot it down rather than interrupting, and look for appropriate opportunities to contribute. Remember that the best meetings are collaborative conversations, not monologues or debates where the loudest voice wins. Mistake number 4, using jargon and technical language inappropriately. While industry-specific terminology has its place, overusing jargon or technical language can exclude team members and create barriers to understanding. This mistake is particularly common when meetings include participants from different departments, seniority levels, or backgrounds. What seems like efficient communication to the speaker can be confusing or alienating to others in the room. Workplace communication issues often arise when team members use language that creates rather than eliminates barriers to understanding. Effective communicators adapt their language to their audience, ensuring that complex concepts are explained in accessible terms without talking down to colleagues. Before using technical terms or acronyms, consider whether everyone in the meeting will understand them. When specialized language is necessary, take a moment to provide brief explanations or context. This inclusive approach not only improves comprehension but also demonstrates leadership and emotional intelligence by considering the needs of all participants. Mistake number 5, neglecting nonverbal communication. Many professionals focus exclusively on their verbal message while ignoring the powerful impact of nonverbal communication. Body language, facial expressions, and tone of voice often convey more meaning than words alone. Crossed arms, lack of eye contact, or a dismissive tone can undermine even the most well-crafted message and create unintended conflict or misunderstanding. Avoiding these 5 communication mistakes requires attention to both verbal and nonverbal elements of professional interaction. Your posture should convey engagement and openness, while your facial expressions should align with your message to avoid sending mixed signals. Pay attention to your body language during meetings by sitting up straight, maintaining appropriate eye contact, and using hand gestures that reinforce rather than distract from your message. Be aware of cultural differences in nonverbal communication, especially in diverse or international business environments where gestures and eye contact norms may vary significantly. Developing essential communication skills. Beyond avoiding common mistakes, developing strong foundational communication skills is crucial for meeting success. Communication skills that every entrepreneur must master extend far beyond basic speaking ability to include emotional intelligence, active listening, and adaptive messaging. These skills become even more critical in leadership positions where your communication sets the tone for entire teams and organizations. Effective business communication requires continuous learning and practice. Consider seeking feedback from trusted colleagues, recording yourself during practice sessions, or working with a communication coach to identify areas for improvement. The investment in developing these skills pays dividends throughout your career, as strong communicators consistently advance faster and have greater influence within their organizations. The role of emotional intelligence in meeting communication. Emotional intelligence plays a crucial role in avoiding communication mistakes and building stronger professional relationships. Emotional intelligence and communication work together to create more effective and meaningful professional interactions. This skill involves recognizing your own emotional state and that of others, then adapting your communication style accordingly. In meeting contexts, emotional intelligence helps you read the room, recognize when colleagues are frustrated or disengaged, and adjust your approach to maintain positive dynamics. It also helps you manage your own emotional reactions when discussions become heated or when your ideas are challenged. Developing emotional intelligence takes time and self-reflection, but it's one of the most valuable investments you can make in your professional development. Giving feedback without creating conflict. One of the most challenging aspects of meeting communication is providing constructive feedback or disagreeing with colleagues without creating unnecessary conflict. Many professionals either avoid giving feedback entirely or deliver it in ways that damage relationships and create defensive responses. Learning how to give feedback without creating conflict is essential for productive business relationships and effective team collaboration. Effective feedback focuses on behaviors and outcomes rather than personal characteristics. Use I statements to express your perspective, provide specific examples rather than generalizations, and offer suggestions for improvement rather than just criticism. Remember that the goal of feedback in business meetings should be to improve outcomes and strengthen team performance, not to win arguments or prove points. Building confidence in meeting communication. Confidence significantly impacts how your communication is received and acted upon in business meetings. Communicating with confidence during meetings requires preparation, self-awareness, and practice in various professional scenarios. Confidence isn't about being the loudest voice in the room, it's about speaking with conviction, backing up your points with evidence, and maintaining composure even when challenged. To build confidence, start by thoroughly preparing for meetings, knowing your material inside and out. Practice articulating your key points concisely and clearly. Develop a strong understanding of your audience and tailor your message accordingly. Remember that confidence is often a byproduct of competence and preparation, so invest time in both areas to improve your meeting effectiveness. Leveraging technology effectively. In today's hybrid work environment, many communication mistakes occur due to poor technology management during virtual or hybrid meetings. Technical difficulties, poor audio quality, or distracting background environments can undermine even the best prepared presentations. Test your technology in advance, ensure you have a professional background and good lighting, and have backup plans for common technical issues. When participating in virtual meetings, be more intentional about nonverbal communication since it's often less visible on screen. Speak slightly slower than you would in person, pause more frequently to allow for potential audio delays, and use chat features strategically to enhance rather than distract from verbal communication. Creating an action plan for improvement. Improving meeting communication requires a systematic approach and ongoing commitment to growth. Start by honestly assessing your current skills and identifying specific areas for improvement. Developing comprehensive communication skills requires ongoing learning and practice across multiple professional contexts and scenarios. Set measurable goals, such as speaking for no more than 2 minutes at a time or asking at least 2 clarifying questions in each meeting. Seek feedback from trusted colleagues or supervisors about your communication style and effectiveness. Consider recording yourself during practice sessions to identify unconscious habits or areas for improvement. Join professional development programs, Toastmasters, or other organizations that provide structured opportunities to practice and improve your communication skills in supportive environments. Conclusion. Avoiding common communication mistakes in business meetings is not just about following rules, it's about becoming a more effective, influential, and respected professional. Every meeting is an opportunity to demonstrate your value, build relationships, and contribute to your organization's success. By addressing these common mistakes and continuously developing your communication skills, you position yourself as a leader who can drive results and inspire others. Remember that communication improvement is a journey, not a destination. The most successful professionals are those who remain committed to learning and growth throughout their careers. Start implementing these strategies in your next meeting, and you will begin to see immediate improvements in your effectiveness and professional relationships. The investment you make in communication skills today will pay dividends throughout your career, opening doors to new opportunities and greater influence within your organization.